This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Even the most plugged-in music fans find it hard to keep up with the talent that's emerging from Boston and the environs. And that's why we've asked Amelia Mason to do it for us. Mason is a music critic for WBUR's The Artery, and she's forever hearing music and musicians she thinks we should know about. So we're giving her a chance to tell us. Today we've got the first edition of our series on standout local musicians before they hit it big. It's called Up Next. And our first musician up next is a singer-songwriter named Sydney Gish. Gish is a student at Northeastern University, where she's a music industry major. Here's Amelia Mason.
You should know about Sydney Gish because she is doing something that a lot of people are trying to do right now, but she's doing it really, really well. She has been writing, recording, playing all the instruments, and self-releasing her music since she was in high school. And now she's only 20, and she's already released this enormous catalog of music. Homecoming queen, not in my dreams. I'll be homecoming surf, it seems. But hey, it doesn't even bother me. We've moved away, and who needs royalty? She has this way of writing lyrics. They're kind of mundane. And then, just as you think she's just sort of going along, making little jokes, making puns, telling you a little kind of meaningless story, she punctuates it with this moment of insight, this real kind of transcendent or deep thing. For example, her song Persephone, which she released on her latest album, No Dogs Allowed. I've called Persephone by the name Persephone. Goddesses aren't what you grab when leaving home. The song to me says a lot about growing up and the uncertainty of that moment when you're coming out of your teens. It's about misunderstanding how to pronounce something and then saying it out loud and being really embarrassed, which is sort of just a silly, maybe trivial moment in life, but she extrapolates a lot from that sentiment. Who needs mistakes and stupid phrases that aren't real anyway? If I'd have known I'd mess up this many times, I'd shut up for the rest of my life. I asked Sydney about Persephone because I really love the song, and she was sort of cavalier about it.
Persephone I wrote actually like my freshman year. I just went into a practice room and made a loop really fast. There's an app that I use a lot on my phone called Voice Jam. It's like a looping app that you can record with your phone mic. For the chorus, I just wanted to have the melody be on like one note, but have it be like rhythmic. So like da na 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 na.
She talked also about downloading albums illegally online when she was in high school, and just playing each song, getting to the part. If it didn't catch her within like a minute, she just deleted it.
If I was really into an artist, I'd be like, oh my god, yeah, I love this artist, but I would only listen to half their album, but really obsessively. It would be like the songs that I immediately liked versus getting to know the artist and their story, which I've been really into in the past couple years.
So she was obsessed with songs. What makes a good song? What makes it compelling? And she studied it. You know, it was trying things out, playing with ideas. If you listen to her early catalog, it's all on Bandcamp. You can listen to it for free. You can hear her learning, and you can hear her trying ideas, and a lot of them are real throwaways. There's this song called Sing a Refrain. It comes off as a sort of throwaway little gimmick. It's a little bit silly.
Here's what I will do when I've nothing to say. Open up garage bed, dancing a refrain. Here's what I will do. 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 Open up garage
bed, dancing a refrain. It's this almost like annoying melody. But then as it goes along, she starts to layer it and you realize it's a round. It's like row, row, row your boat. It's a canon, which is very clever. And so in a way, I think this song is almost like a mission statement for her music. It's sort of joyfully playful. Even the silliest ideas are done in this very clever way. Also on one of those first early albums, she posted the song that she used to apply to college with. It's called the College Admission Song. And it's very tongue-in-cheek, but I know it worked because she's actually a full-time student at Northeastern here in Boston. I heard the rules, be smart, and set yourself apart from the other applicants. And I've been working on that sense. What do you think of me? And will
I get the chance to come here in approximately 1 year? I'll wait and see, so I'll just sing.
The thing about Sydney Gish is she really is just at the beginning. You get this sense of precociousness when you listen to her music, and you could just get the sense that she's at the very precipice of a really kind of creative, wide-ranging, interesting career.
To read Amelia Mason's review of Sydney Gish's music, go to our arts and culture site, The Artery, at WBUR.org.
Do you dislike surprise? Team taking risks unnecessary. Think this song's not customary. That's just a shame. Here's my legit appeal. I want to learn for real. I've got a passion to discover. At some point or another, turn the page. At least my head's in better shape than Phineas Gage. So what can you derive? You can't. My life's not over. Age identity.